Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Get to some baseball as the show rolls on. Yankees coming off their off day, begin a road trip, their final road trip of the year out west against the Seattle Mariners. It was ugly last night for the Mets, but a win's a win's a win, and it was a very, very productive night because the Atlanta Braves got beat by the L.A. Dodgers. Thank you, Los Angeles. And then, shockingly, the Colorado Rockies walked off the Diamondbacks, so the Mets are a game up on the third wild card spot, and they're only a game behind Arizona for the second wild card spot. But the other thing that happened last night was not only Sean Morash going 0-for-10 in NFL picks as the Atlanta Falcons not only covered but won, but on a 3rd-and-3 with 1:45 to go and it looking inevitable that the Philadelphia Eagles would run out the clock with one more first down or maybe score a touchdown and pretty much end the game, Saquon Barkley was open on a 3rd-and-3 pass from Jalen Hurts and the ball went off of his hands, nestled down on the beautiful green grass, and Saquon Barkley had his welcome to Philadelphia moment.
Return, coach.
And I think that a lot of Giant fans who stayed up late on a Monday night enjoyed themselves in a wildly responsible way. And I get it, Giant fans. I feel you. There are certain athletes, nothing personal, there are certain athletes who leave and go to another team. And for a while, not forever, but for a while, you watch them. And you hate watching them.
You're dead to me.
And you watch them and you hope they fail. And the only thing that could make that Saquon Barkley drop better and really stick was for the pathetic, putrid Eagle defense to allow Kirk Cousins, who I was told can't win in prime time.
Until he does.
To allow him to march down the field like it's like he's facing a peewee team. And march into the end zone, score a touchdown, don't allow the Eagles to respond with a quick field goal. And if you can do that, you can force that Saquon Barkley drop to live in like minor Philadelphia infamy. And it all happened. And I want to congratulate all of you Giant fans because I get it. I watched it. I enjoyed it. I smiled. That was a great night, Teak.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun night. It was actually a good game and kind of came down to it. It's kind of all you want from a national game, but I was pleased with the result.
Were you pleased? You pleased? It's
irrelevant of the Saquon drop. I wanted the Falcons to win.
Well, yeah, of course. Like, as a Giant fan, it's in your blood.
You guys think I hate Saquon.
I never said that.
You said he's an Eagle.
He's dead to you.
You're dead to me.
From a football standpoint, yes.
Yes.
So even though he's dead to you, you still want him to, like, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know, get yelled at by whoever's on Sports Talk Radio in Philadelphia.
Yes, exactly.
You want Howard Eskin calling him a bum. That's what you want.
Is that what they were doing?
Yes. Well, I did. You know what? I had to. I'm a New Yorker at heart.
New
Yorker. I listened to WIP earlier this morning, and Saquon did not, and I'm not surprised by it, did not take the heat nearly as much as Nick Sirianni did, who is clearly public enemy number one.
On the play call?
There's a myriad of things, but yes, the play call. And by the way, I completely agree with our friends down in Philadelphia. Like, I'm watching this game as a football fan, but I'm also watching the game as with a rooting interest, like all of you. I may be a Jet fan, but I don't like the Philadelphia Eagles. And I know watching that game as someone rooting for Atlanta, I wanted the Eagles to throw on 3rd-and-3, which tells you they made the wrong decision. Because I knew, you know, Saquon Barkley's probably going to pick up 3 if you hand the ball to him.
Yep.
But even if he doesn't and it's 4th-and-short, I'd go for it again. Like, the Falcons are not stopping me with 2 opportunities to run the football and keep the clock going. So I thought it was asinine. But with that said, the ball's in Saquon Barkley's hands and he couldn't catch it.
Right. He just missed it. It's like he was running, proverbial running before you have it type of thing. Or just thinking about the contact that's coming and preparing for the hit before you fully secure the reception. So, I mean, it was an easy first down. Easy. Game is over.
On a scale from listening to one of my AI songs to your first time, how would you rate the feeling when Saquon dropped that pass last night?
Last night was more pleasurable to me than a potential night with Sidney Sweeney.
Let's not get ridiculous.
When he dropped that pass, I jumped out of my chair with the same oomph and fist pump I had when Mario Manningham caught the ball in Super Bowl 46. That was...
Hold on. Sean, I love you. That's very sad.
I don't care. I'm going to explain a couple things to you, gentlemen.
Jeez.
What I'm going to say to you is very sad. It's very pathetic.
Yeah.
In fact, it's absolutely loserish. It's everything I've made fun of Met fans for with the Yankees. But I don't care. Because last night was one of the most surreal, pleasurable experiences of my life when Saquon Barkley dropped that pass. Just a week ago, when Saquon Barkley rushed for 100 touchdowns in Brazil, I don't care that you guys don't respond. I know what my Twitter timeline looked like. How does that Saquon look now? How does he look now? When I told everybody down in Philly, Saquon could be a great player. He will put up great stats. But if you only read the stats, you miss the real Saquon Barkley. The drops, of which he's led all NFL running backs for the last 3 years in drop passes.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And I don't forget. And I remember bringing up the drops to Eagle fans or Jet fans that were laughing at me. And I remember what was said. Well, you know, it's Daniel Jones throwing him the football. No. What I saw last night, I've experienced. I experienced it versus the Rams last year. I experienced it versus the Bills last year. And all the pleasurable moments Saquon Barkley gave me, he had many of those games. And the Giants lost many, including interceptions last year.
Yeah.
So to see him do that in Eagle uniform last night, oh.
I get this a lot, Tiki. I agree that was pleasurable. Like, I agree that as a New York sports fan, I enjoyed watching Saquon drop that pass. Yeah. And then subsequently, the Eagles give up the game.
But I think it's more about the Eagles losing.
Well, that's what made it stick. Because if he drops that pass and the Eagles get off the field,
right, you forget about it.
I think you forget about it. So that made it stick.
Or if he drops that pass as a member of the Texans, you kind of laugh
right.
and move on.
But the thing that boggles my mind is I agree that it was a pleasurable moment, but he, Tiki,
uh-huh.
I'm talking about you now to my friend Tiki Barber, he has to take it up a notch and compare it to a Super Bowl moment? I mean, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Like, what are we doing?
Look.
I think that was a little bit.
That's a little reach. I would prefer the Super Bowl. I would prefer the Super Bowl. And also, by the way, this is on the Giants. They've lulled me into hate watching, right?
Like,
clearly, if the Giants were rolling along, I may have left and went on. I had such little energy about the football season at 4:00 Sunday that last night sucked me back in, and I realized why I love this sport so much and how much I despise the Philadelphia Eagles. And by the way, I don't wish ill harm on Saquon Barkley.
No, of course not.
But if he's going to sign with the arch nemesis, the negatives that I know I saw with my own two eyes with Saquon Barkley, they all get clouded by the positives. I want to exist in Philadelphia, and by week 2, I have seen the same thing that existed here with the Giants, and it absolutely gave me a stroke of which I haven't seen in years.
You know what? Last night, Sean, Tiki, last night was not only a win for Giant fans.
Oh, geez.
It was not only a win for New York. It was a win for America. Because America was watching a pep rally because the mouse decided to shove that bozo Jason Kelce down our throat. Troy Aikman should be furious, by the way. This guy's got to sit there and talk about the tush push for three quarters. Get the heck out of there. You've already jumped the shark. And to watch them...
Why are they still talking about that?
Enough. Probably. I get it. You're halfway funny and you're around a bunch of people that don't have a personality, so you're probably going to have a long career. Enough! And to watch those Philly fans and that goon Sirianni, who's a fake tough guy, lose that game, America won last night. We all won. That was a disgrace, that broadcast last night.
I saw your post on Instagram, or Twitter, or X, whatever the heck it's called, about Jason Kelce. You're so right about Jason. I love Jason. He's awesome on
the
TV.
Seems like a great guy to be around.
Great dude.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But it basically was a local Philadelphia Eagles broadcast for a quarter.
If we were Falcon fans and we were Atlanta radio today, they treated that like an Eagle preseason.
Yeah, do that on the Manning cast. They love guests over there. Right. Have him on the Manning cast for four quarters.
That was bad.
And to sit through all that and basically act like the Eagles are the best thing since sliced bread and watch the prize possession.
So to your points, this is why America was like, Good. I'm glad they lost.
Yes.
Because it was so biased towards them.
It was.
And it's just not, it's not fair to the broadcast.
It was so over the top.
I know.
So over the top to the point where I was laughing about it towards the end. But
right.
Yeah, it was a Philadelphia Eagle broadcast. And, yeah, I mean, that adds to it. I think you're right about that. The best part is watching those Eagle fans have to leave their building with this bewildered, confused look on their face.
They always have that look, though. They're not very intelligent.
Yeah, that was just such a great, great feeling. And that is why, do you mind if we do a prayer all together? It's a baseball prayer. It's not a real prayer. Just a baseball prayer to the baseball gods. So I'm talking to all the baseball gods up there. Christy Mathewson is one of my baseball gods. Mm-hmm. Of course, the great Jackie Robinson, George Thomas Seaver. Baseball gods, I ask for one thing. I want a crack at them. That's all I want. I want a playoff series with the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm not asking for a win. I can't do that. That's against the rules of asking for things from baseball gods.
Because the gods don't care.
Yeah, you can't give me a victory. Give me that opportunity. Give me that chance. That best of five, that best of seven, whatever you want to make it best of, that's fine. That's up to you guys as the baseball gods. I just want an opportunity to walk in a Citizens Bank Park in an elimination game.
And ruin their day.
And ruin them the way Knicks fans. I'm so jealous of you people. I do respect you. There's no hate coming here. You got to go into their building. I was with you, but I wasn't rooting for you. And got to finish them.
Mm.
That's all I ask from the baseball.
That was quite enjoyable watching them stream out.
like rats leaving the Titanic.
That was the best. By the way, baseball gods, that's who I want in the World Series for the Yankees this
year.
I want that chance
in
whatever it is, game five, game six.
No.
I want to end the Philly season from a Yankee fan perspective.
You're very, very selfish. That was my prayer.
Uh-huh.
I want my prayer, too.
No.
Why don't I get a prayer?
Your prayer is Houston, okay? Your prayer is finally beating the final boss.
Yeah, they don't have a prayer,
okay?
You don't understand.
That's
we don't
your
care
prayer.
About Houston.
You don't get
about the Philly people.
Shut up. Now you're pissing me off. Now you've angered me.
What?
This is about us, not about you. Mm. Don't butt your fat head into my prayers.
Why can't we all just get along?
Guys.
Is that a serious question?
Can't
we have a common enemy?
We can. It's the city of Philadelphia. I just told you it was better than a night with Sidney Sweeney. Now I can't get a crack at him.
Can you just accept the support and the likewise hate towards Philadelphia?
Well, no.
Can't
excuse
you just
me.
Accept
Tiggy,
it?
Tiggy, I have. So let me give you a comparison just to show you
I'm
how.
Just understand. I'm not understanding
no,
why you're so
it.
Angry about
it. I'm going to explain it to you because that was a pig-headed move by
he
him.
He just also wants to beat the Philadelphia Phillies.
No. Hold on a second. I'm going to show you the selfishness because you don't understand it. And that's fine. I'll explain
it. You can do it in the wild card round or whatever it is.
Okay, it would be the divisional round. But again, let me
you
make
can do
my
it
point.
In the divisional round. They'll do it in the World Series.
Okay, that's a very douchey comment you just made. I didn't like that.
You lose to the Dodgers and then we'll take care of the Dodgers.
Oh, the Dodgers? What the hell did the Dodgers get involved? Let me explain to you. When I was talking about the Eagles and I was expressing how I enjoyed watching Saquon drop that pass and all that stuff, did I ever bring up the Jets?
No.
Okay, I didn't. Did I ever say, boy, I'd really love to play the Eagles in the Super Bowl? I never made that comment because it wasn't about me. It was about the Giants. And I was able to have that discussion.
Okay.
Then,
Can I insert real quick?
Well,
a tangent?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the Giants. Why are you talking about the Phillies?
No, because let me get to my point. So we make the comment about Philadelphia. I then veer into the Mets and the Phillies, a team they're playing in 2 days, and a team that I'm rivals with. So now I'm talking about that. This had nothing to do with the Yankees. Mm. He jumped into my prayer to talk about how he wants the Yankees to beat the Phillies. I never talked about the Jets beating the Eagles.
Evan.
I was talking about Giants-Eagles into Mets-Phillies. I even mentioned Knicks-Sixers. Did I mention the Nets in that conversation? Never came up.
Evan.
And then, no, I'm not done yet because you're really pissing me
off. You're being selfish.
So I do Giants fairly into Mets. Nice reference to the Knicks. Made not even a comment negatively about the Knicks. And he hijacks my baseball prayer to bring up the Yankees? That's a pig move.
No, Evan.
That's a pig move.
I think that was a support move.
No, it wasn't. Evan, he talked about the Yankees beating the Phillies.
Hear me out. You're being selfish. We had no prior discussion to your dreams, but I could tell you when I couldn't sleep last night and I watched Saquon drop the ball for the 140th time and listed off my seventh tweet, the first thing that went through my mind before I went my head at the pillow is, please give me Yankees, Phillies in the World Series. And you should take that as a compliment.
No!
Here's why you should take it as a compliment.
That's my team to kill, not your team to kill.
No. Because it has nothing to do with they're bigger rivals. It's about the city and those fans. And Evan, you should take it as a compliment. You called me a Met hater earlier. This is not hating the Mets. I would take more pleasure in my life by the Yankees beating that
filthy fan base in Philly this year than beating your fan base. So that just shows you I don't hate the Mets. I'd rather play the Phillies than take down that fan base.
He's showing support because
yes,
the only way that the Yankees are playing the Phillies in the World Series is if you don't beat the Phillies.
Okay, so how is that showing support for me?
Because I'd rather beat them than you.
So who cares?
Ah, solid.
That way there was never even a conversation. It's about our shared hatred for Philadelphia.
Right, I'm sure.
I was being fair by talking about Giants-Eagles, because that matters. Then I was talking Knicks-Sixers, which we all agree, and I hate the Knicks, and I gave them their flowers.
Great night.
I even admitted that was an amazing
night.
So
I should want to beat that fan base because you want to beat them too?
Because
that's ridiculous.
I'm talking about Mets-Phillies.
And I'm talking about Yankees-Phillies.
You hijacked it. I never brought up Jets-Eagles. I never brought up my crappy basketball team. You're very selfish.
No, you're selfish.
You can't...
We could both want that dream. Hopefully one of us gets to live it.
Well, here's the difference, though, because Sean's being very presumptuous, because last time I checked, oh, that's right, the Mets have been in the World Series more recently than the Yankees.
Don't do this.
So, well, then let me get to you.
Why are you work, yourself?
Evan, I just want to stop the conversation.
Well, you work with a pig in Sean that makes everything about himself. You left the door open. When you did your prayer, you should have asked for the win. Don't leave this guy an inch. He's going to take a mile. Be a pig back.
Oh, I should have been the pig.
You should have said, baseball gods, I want to sweep the Phillies. That way, Fatso could go sit in the corner. He's got no ammo.
Okay. I'll learn that for the next time I do an on-air prayer to the sports gods. I have to make it ironclad so no one else jumps in and hijacks my prayer. Well, I've learned my lesson. Thank you, Lugie. I will learn that for the next time. Let's go to Andrew in Patterson. What's up, Andrew?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're good.
I was good until about 10 minutes ago.
That was a good listen. That was a good listen. So, first of all, avid listener of the show, first time calling in. So, Kiki, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you. I'm a 39-year-old Giants fan, grew up watching you, and still have a signed helmet from you and Eli in my man cave. And as Beningo says, and he's right, best Giant running back of all time, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So, real quick on Dable. Look, I know everyone's going crazy. Everyone's thinking irrationally like we always do. There's two main reasons why I think the Giants, regardless, are going to stick with Dable and Shane for the foreseeable future.
Go ahead.
Even if this year is a disaster. Number one, stability. Right? The Giants have always been an organization that prides themselves on the stability. And if you turn the clock back to the Eli and Kaufman era, that stability fared well.
Yeah.
And they ended up winning two championships because they were patient. They didn't make a rash decision, and they stuck with their decision, right?
Yeah.
Number two, let's think hypothetically here, all right? Worst-case scenario, the Giants have a complete meltdown this season and have two or three wins. Clearly, a case can be made to fire Dable, and frankly, it would be justified, but my argument would be, now we have a chance to let this regime to potentially pick their own quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah. Right.
To me, it really comes down to stability more than that.
Right.
Because the common denominator of this disastrous decade has been the instability. And before we can fix anything, they have to get back to patience.
No, like you're right about before. That. Andrew, you nailed it. Because we know what happened the last three coaches. They were 2 years and done. Right? That was it.
Yeah. Huh?
But don't forget, you go back to the Tom Coughlin era. Tom Coughlin was on the hot seat after his third season.
He was on the hot seat after winning Super Bowls.
True, but I'm just saying before he won those Super Bowls, year one was, I don't want to say it was a disaster, because what did we win, seven games that year? Seven games?
His first year with the Giants, they were 6-10.
6-10, that's right, because Eli came and he didn't win a game until the last game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, we won 10 games.
11 games.
11 games, all right, 11 games, like shorting us. And then the following year, we were... grossly underperforming and finished 8-8.
Made the playoffs.
But we made the playoffs.
Right.
But he was on the hot seat because of that season. And the Giants, rightly so, stuck with him and were rewarded.
So
that was the era of, and trust me, I was part of those teams. It didn't feel like, oh man, I don't know about Tom Coughlin. I don't know if this is going to work out. Like, you guys were probably having the same conversation on the radio.
Yeah.
And they... pushed against the tide, kept him, and we saw what happened. He won two Super Bowls subsequently.
I think there's a big difference between the instability of the last few years, Tom Coughlin and Brian Daboll. I'll bring it all together with this.
Go ahead.
I believe that Ben McAdoo deserved to lose his job.
And it's crazy to think, because in his first year, they made the postseason.
Yeah.
But so much crazy crap happened in his second season that I would have never predicted, and I certainly didn't predict when I was on the radio.
Yeah.
But by the time he lost his job before the season was over, I think most of us agreed, hey, they shouldn't remove him.
Yeah, the Eli Geno thing was...
And by the way, here's how I know the Giants were proven right. Has he gotten another head coaching job since? That's number one.
No, coordinator.
Coordinator job.
But that's it.
Number two, Pat Shurmur. Pat Shurmur kind of proved in the 2 years he was here that he was in over his head, and the Giants were right for firing him after two seasons, and they've been proven right. Pat's a hell of an offensive coordinator. I've got great respect for him. He's not a head coach. Spoiler alert, he's never getting another head coaching job.
Yes.
That's number two.
Dion on Saturday night.
Exactly. He's in college now.
Number three, we get to Joe Judge. Do we not all agree that despite an early honeymoon, the Giants were right to fire Joe Judge?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it isn't about keeping somebody in the name of stability.
Yeah, just
it's about keeping someone who you think can be the answer.
Right, it's keeping the right person. It's keeping the coach you believe can help the team turn the corner towards success consistent winning.
And at this point, and I understand it's September 17th, so it's also very early in the season where things can change for the positive. And as I said to start the show, the Giants could become the Mets. It could also be a bigger disaster, Teak, than we can even predict. So who knows what we're saying in January? But that's the key. Those three guys that got fired after 2 years, in my opinion,
earned it.
Deserved to be fired.
Yeah, they earned it.
Will Brian Daboll deserve that at the end of year three? TBD.
Yes.
But I don't think it's happened yet.
Right. My gut is no, but I'm probably biased.
Let's go to Nick in New Jersey. What's up, Nick? Hello, Nick.
What's up?
Nick going once. Nick is gone. Let's go to Al on Long Island. What's up, Al?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up?
I woke up to watch the end of that game last night, and it couldn't make me happy. And watch Saquon drop that ball. That was unbelievable.
He called him Saquon. You get it? Because you know, he's implying he sucks. It's good. See, we all had a happy Monday
he's
night.
He's not even our player anymore. Fans are getting on him.
Can I give you an example and tell me if this is a good example?
Okay.
It's probably been a long time since all of us have dated. You know, we're all very happily married.
Yep.
But you're dating a girl. You kind of want her back, like you're kind of enjoying your time together, and then she leaves you. And she leaves you for not even your friend, but a guy that you hate. Like, this guy is such a you-know-what. Are you not going on Facebook to see that she's miserable?
She's not happy at all?
Yes.
And missing you and pining you, and then even if she came back, you'd say, get the hell out of here?
Yes. Now, eventually, you're not going to care about her anymore. But at first, you're going to enjoy her struggles. Right now, especially with the Giants being 0-2, we're going to enjoy your struggles. And that's my comparison. It's a good one, right?
Mm.
You like that one.
Not bad.
Thank you. We've got a new game of Posted and Toasted coming up, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. We'll hear some old tweets from coworkers and guess who should we toast? By the way, me and Sean still fighting off air about who's a bigger pig, because he stole my dream about the Mets playing the Phillies in the postseason, and he hijacked it and said he's dreaming about the Yankees playing the Phillies.
You stole my dream.
No, you stole my
dream. You stole my
dream. Mine.
By the way, we're allowed to have dreams together.
No, we're not allowed, because that's weird. So no dreams together. Not happening. By the way, we deliver on promises. So later on in the program, actually at 6 o'clock, that was the time I promised, we will check in on our statistical predictions of Saquon Barkley's performance last night. We'll get to that much later on in the program. A lot of baseball to get to as well. The Mets playing game two of their three-game series against the Washington Nationals. And the Yankees may have a big decision to make with one of their key everyday players. They get set to begin their West Coast trip in Seattle. But it is 3:30, and it's time for another edition, a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'm going to read an old tweet, and Tiki will guess which WFAN coworker should we toast for this post from the past. Are you ready?
I am.
All right.
I am.
July 22nd, 2018. I'm too lazy to actually slice a banana to put in my Cheerios. So instead, I take a spoonful of Cheerios and bite the banana and just mush it up in my mouth.
What in the world?
Who is that? Is that Sean Morash? Al Dukes, Chris McMonagle, or Greg Giannotti?
That's an odd way to eat a banana slash Cheerios.
By the way, when I found this tweet last night, I tried it. So I thought this was a brilliant idea.
I have to say that's Al Dukes.
A nice round ass.
It is Al Dukes. Mm. Have you ever tried that?
No.
Take a spoonful of Cheerios and then bite the banana. Just
don't you eat your Cheerios with milk?
So I'm not a huge milk guy. So I do include milk usually. But I tried this last night after I found this post. And I got to tell you, and I've said this a lot about Albuquerque Dukes. Brilliant man. I liked it.
This was brilliant?
This was brilliant, yeah.
It tasted that delicious that you would do it again?
You know what it did? It cut out the middleman, like preparing the Cheerios and the bananas and the milk. You got to get the bowl out. You got to get the spoon. You know, you got to make sure the milk is ripe.
How
lazy
are you?
What?
How lazy are you?
That's a lot of work.
Making cereal is literally the easiest thing food to make in the world.
So none of you guys are going to try this?
My kids have been doing this for years.
I also don't like add-ins on the cereal. Just let the cereal be the cereal.
Agree. Cereal milk just for me.
Really? Yeah.
Maybe oatmeal. You do the add-in.
Right. That's oatmeal.
You do some raisins.
Cereal?
Cut
what
up a banana.
When I approach the cereal aisle, what I see in the box is what I want. Nothing more, nothing less.
That's crazy. I tell you something interesting about me. Maybe it's not interesting. I guess you'll decide, and then we'll decide to move on very quickly. I will only eat Cheerios and milk if it includes bananas. Cheerios with just milk feels like a waste of time.
Well, you're eating the wrong Cheerios.
Well, which Cheerios should I be eating?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut's overrated. Not
bam.
Good. No.
They're good. They're good.
They're fantastic.
Kevin Garnett agrees with you, but you don't get that reference?
No.
Okay. We'll move on then. Here's social media post number two. This is from March 17th, 2012. If you ask me not to fart all night, I'll be floating over the bed in the morning like a balloon. Was that Sean Morash, Al Dukes, Tiki Barber, or Evan Roberts?
Oh, I definitely didn't say it. I don't think you would. It's got to be Sean.
You're wrong.
Who is it?
I keep guessing since you're so confident.
It's got to be you then.
Mm.
You're wrong.
So now it's down to you and Al Dukes.
It's not me, so it's got to be Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Tiki Barber, ladies
this
and gentlemen.
This is Tiki Barber. That is so not me.
Oh, it's not you?
There's no chance.
Well, why would I make this up? That's you. It's Tiki Barber. Showing him my phone right now, so he's confused. Get my phone back.
What?
I don't want him seeing it. Don't flip. Because I don't want him seeing other tweets. Not like I have naked pictures on there. I just don't want him seeing the other posts.
Sure, you don't, big fella. Who assumed naked pictures?
He didn't read the hashtag.
Oh, there's a hashtag, yeah. What I heard today.
The tush push.
Oh, so you're quoting somebody else?
That's what had the hashtag, what I heard today.
Tiki, that sounds like a social media version of I'm asking for a friend.
Exactly.
You think I sit in bed and fart? Do you think I'm that kind of person?
Yes. Well, no, that tweet would indicate that you would fart, not hold it in.
No.
What do you mean that kind of person? What do you think? No American goes to bed and blasts a little gas at night?
Yes.
Privacy in your own home. You don't have to hold it in for anybody.
I don't remember tweeting that, by the way. What year was that?
That was 2012. I love finding the old Tiki gems, especially when he has no idea he tweeted it.
I just love the Tiki, basically. That's what you think of me? You think I just go to bed fart?
Yeah, like there's nothing wrong with that.
We all let it rip when we get home.
I have a wife that I have, like, respect for.
Well, I have respect for my wife, but I'll tell you right now, if I'm in bed and I got to let it out, I let it out. Mm-hmm. And she respects that.
And
I think
she tells you to hold
it,
and then if you're not, you're going to be floating over the bed?
So my wife has always been good with me letting it out. There was one time, and it was recent, where it was so... Like, I guess it was too loud, or it sounded a certain way, where she's like...
You can hear it from space.
Where she finally put her foot down and said, why don't you just go to the bathroom? That was the one time she stopped me. Anyhow, let's get to post number three. Back to serious business. This is from August 1st, 2017. Dogs are popular because most people are bleep holes looking for something to love them.
What?
That's a very powerful statement.
Wow, that's like
dogs
harsh.
Are popular because most people are bleep holes looking for something to love them. Who posted that? Was that Sean Morash, Tommy Lugauer, Jerry Recco, or Greg Giannotti?
Who doesn't have a dog?
Oh, you think the person wouldn't have a dog?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's play this game. Sean, do you have a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. I know he does because we did a spec ad.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, they didn't pick us.
Gio has a dog, so that's two.
Dog!
Lugie, do you have a dog?
I do not.
I don't know about Recco either. I'm not sure about
I'm going to say it's Recco.
You're wrong.
Oh, it's got to be Lugie then.
You're wrong.
But I do agree with the person that tweeted this.
He agrees with the sentiment. Actually, the correct answer is Greg Giannotti.
You losers!
Which may have been before he had a dog, but even if he does have the dog, like, the statement is actually kind of right. Like, it's not fully right, but I sort of agree with it because a lot of people are that, and they have no one.
I have a dog, and I'm not that.
No, but that's where he's partially right. I'm not saying you are. I'm not saying I am.
Sean
I have a dog
a
as well.
Dog and he's not.
I know, but it's not everybody. But there are a lot of people in this world who are complete bleeps, and no one will actually love them. And the only thing that would love them is a dog.
What kind of dog would you have to get to love you if you were a bleep?
I don't think it matters. I think any dog loves you as long as you feed them and walk them.
I think if you're the kind of person that buys like a $1,000 pocketbook to carry around your small dog in,
yes,
you're probably one of those people.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting. All right, here's your final post today. This is from July 31st, 2021. Maybe one day Javier Baez can teach Francisco Lindor how to play in New York.
Evan Roberts.
Choice one, Evan Roberts. Choice two, Sal Licata. Choice three, Tommy Lugauer. Or choice four, Greg Giannotti.
Evan Roberts.
You're wrong.
Why would you assume it's me?
Because that just sounds like something you would say. And plus, you just said his name, whatever it was.
Javier Baez?
Like a week ago.
Oh, did I? Yeah. I forgot. Well, it's not me. So you want a second guess, or should I just tell you the obvious answer?
It's Tommy.
You're wrong.
Who?
Sal Licata.
Sal Licata.
You know, what's so funny about this is that it's been a long time. It's been 3 years. But 3 years ago, when the Mets traded for Javier Baez, that view of Francisco Lindor not being able to handle New York felt real.
Yeah.
It felt legitimate. And so sometimes, you know, you laugh and we all have a chuckle, but then you put yourself back in what we felt at the time. And I don't think he expressed anything that was that crazy at the time. Francisco Lindor's first year with the New York Mets, some people take offense to me calling it a disaster. I would say it was a great disappointment.
Mm.
And then you factor in what actually happened a few weeks after said social media post, which is Javier Baez comes here. He produces at a very high level. Javier Baez was a productive Met. And both Baez and Lindor decide very famously to give Met fans the thumbs down. And it did look like Francisco Lindor was going to go into the laundry basket of many athletes who could not play.
How many times did that happen?
Did the thumbs down happen?
Yeah.
I think it was a handful of times. And then when they were asked about it and Baez gave the answer, it was Baez who gave the answer.
Yeah.
I think it started to stop after that. Plus the team started losing. So it didn't last very long. But I think when anyone thinks back to the 2021 New York Mets, unfortunately, you think of Jacob deGrom's health because he was having an amazing season, and you think of the thumbs down. But it did look back in 2021 like Francisco Lindor could not handle New York City. And imagine this, Met fans. It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
He is the MVP in most of our minds.
Right.
And most of us are checking social media ferociously because we're praying to the baseball gods that he's in the starting lineup because he's carried this team to a potential playoff spot.
Yeah, you're desperate for him now.
Yeah.
And you can't see this Mets team having success without him.
Isn't that a...
It's crazy how quickly things change. But the same thing happened for Diaz, right?
That's a great comparison, yeah.
So it's...
Edwin Diaz was dead and buried around here.
Yeah, it's quick to jump. You're quick to jump off because it doesn't feel like he fits. And then you're not taking into account how hard it is to fit somewhere new.
But you know what?
Especially in New York.
It's very, very tough. But there are a lot of guys, especially in Met history, and certainly you could bring up Yankee history, and certainly throughout New York sports history, where when we buried a guy a year in or 6 months in, we were right.
Mm-hmm.
They never recovered. There are plenty of guys who fit that bill. Where we were right. Yep, Jason Bay stinks. He can't play here. Well, guess what? Ultimately, we were right. Fans turned on Bobby Bonilla many years ago. Well, guess what? They were right. So it's a credit to Lindor and Diaz, and it's a good call on Edwin Diaz, too, because he did it as well, that they were able to recover from basically being just assumed as one of those guys that couldn't play.
Yeah, they were treated like pariahs in a way. And all of a sudden, they're great. And you can't imagine being without them. Now, Edwin Diaz, that's faded a little bit, but I think it's starting to come back. But still, Francisco Lindor is an elite player. And I think he always had the potential to be. You just worried that like the noise would become too much.
And if anything, he has now kind of put it away and thrived off of it.
Right. He's embraced it.
Yeah.
Right? They talk about how he's the... He probably is the only one that always talks every day.
Every day.
Every single day you hear from Francisco Lindor. I don't know if we heard from him now that he's hurt, but
yeah, we heard from him yesterday. He gave an 8-minute response.
Well, there you go.
To what he's dealing with his back. He talks to the media every single day. And I think what's amazing about him, and don't take this as a slight because I know it's going to come across as a slight.
Yeah.
You know how I respect Jalen Brunson, how amazing Jalen Brunson is. Jalen Brunson has basically been king in a lot of ways since the moment he got here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you didn't like the signing, Jalen Brunson came here and we were all very excited and he was immediately amazing.
Yes.
And immediately loved. And really the only adversity he's faced is simply, you know, just playing basketball.
Yeah.
And proving that he's
being
better.
Healthy, right, being healthy. That's the adversity.
That's the adversity, right. He had that injury against Cleveland a couple of months ago. We all feared for him. But he's never been the pariah that Lindor was framed to be. And so, in a lot of ways, what Lindor has done is actually a lot more impressive than what Jalen Brunson's done.
Yeah.
And that's not a knock on Jalen Brunson because he immediately succeeded, so that's a good thing.
Right. He hit a troll. Like, he hit the bottom.
Yeah.
Lindor felt like. And now he's back. He's not back, but he's at the top.
Yeah, I think the Nick who can kind of look at Lindor, shake their head and say, boy, I know how that feels, is Julius Randle.
Yeah.
Because Julius Randle saw the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he basically copied Francisco Lindor and did a little thumbs down.
All right.
And they got more vulgar in describing it. And like the difference, I think, with Julius is that it continues to be up and down with him. Like, I don't think he's in that place that Lindor is in right now where he is beloved by Met fans. He's the clear number one guy now. I don't think there's any question in terms of being the leader in that locker room, in terms of being like the most popular jersey you even see at Citi Field. So I think Lindor has cleared that hurdle in a major way. Julius is still battling it, and we don't know how it's going to end with Julius.
Right. It's gotten tough for Julius because of the Villanova trio.
Yeah, because he got outshined. It would be, you know what it would be like if the Mets signed Soto next year? And then Lindor. But you know what? Even if they did, here's where I'm going to edit what I just said.
Yeah.
Even if they did, Lindor is the leader of the team. He's established himself that way. He may not be the best player on the team, kind of like Jeter and A-Rod.
Yeah.
Like, Jeter was the freaking leader. It didn't matter how much better A-Rod was.
Right, and kind of the initial perception of Soto with Judge. Everybody thought Soto was going to be the best player, but it's still clearly Judge.
Yeah, that's different only because Judge and Soto are, like, awesomely equal.
Yeah,
like,
but
I think
still Judge.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. So it's a testament, and that's why I thought that tweet was important to read, because it's not to make fun of what Sal or I or anyone else thought at the time, because a lot of people thought at the time. It's a testament to what Lindor has overcome, that here we are 3 years later, just begging, begging the baseball gods, can he play? We need him to play. Francisco was even asked a question the other day. I pulled it in case you want to hear it. It was actually such an insulting question. Francisco was asked, quote, do you think the Mets can make the playoffs without you? And it was like, what do you think he's going to say?
No, they suck. It's all on me, man. Without me, they can do nothing else.
They're a bunch of losers.
I'm sorry,
of course they need
I love those guys, but they suck without me.
Come on.
Like, what else? There's only one answer.
No, and Lindor, can you actually pull that up? I sent that to you yesterday.
I have it right now.
All right, what was that?
I hope he laughed at it.
Francisco showed the class that he's been showing for a few years. So you'll hear the question and you'll hear Lindor's answer. Do you think they can make the playoffs?
The MRI shows something that's more than a couple days. Can the team make the playoffs without you?
Of course. Of course. They have the personnel. They have great players. Acuna can play the game. And it's something that... Stern, Mendy, and the rest of the front office have done an outstanding job of preparing us and getting good guys around it. You know, God, I believe in this team.
Yeah.
I wonder whoever asked that. Do you know who asked it?
I don't want to pick on the guy.
Right, but I wonder if whoever asked
it. Because you know what? You could be a great reporter and ask a dumb question.
That's what I mean.
Totally
fine. I wonder if as he was asking it, he's like, oh, crap. I don't have the right. I don't know what I'm. You think you can see? Damn it.
I love how Lindor was so calm about it. But that's another thing that's so important is how you answer those questions. How you speak every day to
reporters.
And
that was the right answer.
It was the right answer. And why don't you ask me the question?
Can
the New York Mets make the playoffs without Francisco?
Can the New York Mets make the postseason without Francisco Lindor?
So, Tiki, I'm so glad you asked that question. If they want to make the playoffs without Francisco Lindor, a few things are going to have to change. Number one.
Let me guess. Pete Alonso's got to be that guy.
I'm not going to even start with him.
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to start with J.D. Martinez.
Oh.
J.D. Martinez needs to actually, I don't know, string a couple of hits together. Maybe drive one over the fence. Oh, I got robbed by Stevenson. Well, you know what? Hit it a foot higher and you're not robbed by Stevenson. That's number one. Number two, yes, Pete Alonso. I love Pete. Pete had a couple of moments yesterday, including one that went to right field off the bat. I was like, ah! Pete Alonso's got to get hot. Brandon Nimmo's got to get hot. The Mets have the talent to make the playoffs without Francisco Lindor. They're playing 12 games to close out this regular season. Three of them against Atlanta. Their starting pitching continues to be out of this world amazing. So they can, but in order to do that, and I know Lindor wasn't going to say this. He's a great leader, but he's not going to call out his guys and say, sure we can, but we need Alonso to, you know, get a go on a smoker. But that's the reality. Like, they need to get hot.
Right.
And you keep asking me, like, why do you expect it to happen?
I don't know why you keep saying it.
Because that's what they need to have happen.
But
that doesn't mean I think it's going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen.
They won last night without that happening.
Look, Teague, if they continue to get brilliant starting pitching, they won last night because Sean Manaea was outstanding again.
Okay.
They won last night.
And he's been really good down the stretch. So why not just expect that?
Okay, let me phrase it this way for you. Yes, they can make the playoffs winning every game 2-1. I don't like my chances that way.
You just don't have any confidence of them doing it that way.
I think it's asking too much from a staff that's been as awesome as it is, and a bullpen that's been very good too, for the most part, to continue to pitch at this level. You got to score some runs. And so last night was one of those nights where I was thrilled. I mean, how could you not be as a Met fan? They won a great game dramatically. Starling Marte with the game-winning hit after a few innings earlier, he came up and tapped out the shortstop. Like, it was an awesome win. But it's one of those wins you throw into the bank. You feel very good about it. Atlanta lost. Arizona lost. But they got to start hitting. They got to start hitting. So if I'm Francisco Lindor, I would have answered it this way. This would have been a terrible answer. You're damn right we can make the playoffs, but can J.D. Martinez get his head out of his ass? Can Pete Alonso start earning the contract he claims that he wants? By the way, that'd be like the Beningo-esque answer to the Lindor question. But yes, they can make the playoffs without him. But it would be awfully nice to have him back.
He'll be back.
When?
I don't know.
Let's play that game. Prediction, long-term prediction, short-term prediction game right now. 3:48 p.m. Tuesday, September 17th. When will Francisco Lindor play his next game? Let's start with positive Tommy.
As I told you yesterday, the power of the posturepedic, Francisco Lindor sleeping in his own bed will cure his back. He will be back. First game against the Phillies on Thursday.
How do you know he doesn't have a sleep number?
He's got a sweet mattress at home, and he will be back for the first game against the Phillies. September 19th.
Okay, so Thursday, September 19th, positive Tommy. Dream-stealing Sean Morash.
Sunday night, September 22nd, to try to get him a couple at-bats before that Braves series.
So Sunday night baseball against the Philadelphia Phillies. Okay. Tiki Barber. He's thinking, man. He gurs when he thinks.
Tomorrow.
Oh, you're nuts. Tomorrow? What are you, stealing positive Tommy's gimmick? Even he didn't say tomorrow.
No, I want to say the 24th against Atlanta.
Okay, that's my answer.
That's what I want to say, but.
That's Evan's answer.
He's a gamer. He knows.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Wow. All right, so Tiki's saying tomorrow, Wednesday, September 20th. September 18th. I apologize.
Right.
I'm going to say the Atlanta series. I think
that's my gut, but I'm going against my gut.
That's my gut because Lindor said it could be 2 to 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Could be 1 to 3 days, I think is the way he phrased
it. And if it's 3 days from when he said that, it's tomorrow.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like yesterday that he was ready to play.
Well, there's two things. That's part of it. So part of this is the back. A part of it is the Mets philosophy.
Mm.
So number one, a back is tricky.
Yeah.
Obviously. I don't want to compare my back issues to Francisco Lindor, but I'm going to.
But relatively, they're probably the same.
Dude, let me tell you something. If it's the same and he goes out and plays it all this season,
for what he does versus what you do.
That is true. Well, what do I do?
You sit.
I sit. I get in a car. I drive to work. I go home. I score a game.
It can be taxing on your back.
You think it's more taxing on my back than it is Francisco's?
Yeah, to sit. for 4.5 hours.
So I should start standing a lot.
You should.
Okay.
I told Hurley that. We need standing desk in here.
Standing desks. I like
so
that.
So we have the option to sit or to stand.
I like that idea.
Most radio studios have that.
Do they
instead,
really?
We have this. You saw it at IP when we were down there.
I guess they did have that in IP, yeah.
Yep. But here we have these low desks that are inconvenient to your hips and to your back.
Tiki's
they
got
have it on that side. Right? Yeah. Sean and Loogie have it.
All right, we can stand.
You can't stand.
That's fair.
All right. How's everybody doing?
I can't stand. If I stand, you can't see me.
Seem very bitter about this.
I am.
Okay.
I hate this desk. it's too damn big for this freaking room. It's ugly as hell.
Wow.
And it looks like it was 1970.
Wow. Who knew that this discussion would go into Tiki taking off on our desks?
I mean, come on. We are the number one sports station in America.
Damn right, you
tell them. Should we not have the best facility?
Damn right. Well, we don't. But
instead,
yes.
IP probably does.
Now, Philadelphia's got badass facilities.
It's
I'll
awesome.
Give them that.
It's on the water. It's gorgeous.
Very nice. There's one positive, a negative to it, though.
What's that?
It's in Philadelphia.
Yeah, total bump. That's a big negative, actually.
That's a huge negative. So I think that a back issue is tricky. That it is not as easy as, just give it a few days, he'll be fine. He says a couple of days, we don't know. And I think the other thing is, as long as the Mets are winning, and that's really essential here, that allows Carlos Mendoza and Francisco Lindor to be like a tiny bit more conservative.
I hear you.
Now,
and they should, because he doesn't take days off, and he hasn't.
Right.
And so, in some ways, as long as you're winning, to your point, you're stealing days for Lindor.
Absolutely. Like, if they lose the next four, I think there could be a panic move where they say, screw it, let's throw him into the lineup, even if it's a few days earlier. So I think that he's clearly sitting this Washington series. I think you're dead wrong about Wednesday. And
I'm optimistic.
Optimistic. By the way, I'd love to see him back tomorrow. It'd be great. I think when the Philly series starts, I think it's going to be the same thing. Let's give it a few more days. And as long as the Mets are playing well and not putting themselves in this risky spot of being buried. I know that sounds nuts because they're a game up, but let's say they lost three in a row and the Braves won three in a row. And now all of a sudden, they're two games out going into the weekend. Yeah, I think there could be more desperation of, holy crap, we have to get Lindor in the lineup. We can't afford to lose anymore. So ultimately, I think it's going to be Tuesday against Atlanta. That would also give him the built-in off day on Monday. The Mets are off on Monday.
Yeah.
And he would miss the next six games, two more against Washington, four against Philadelphia. So my prediction is game one of the Atlanta series. And by the way, before anybody says I'm negative, negative would be saying he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
Which I thought Sean was going to say, honestly. That's negative. He comes back for the Atlanta series, and he's got a week off, and hopefully he's completely recharged, refreshed, and healthy, and has a big series against the Braves, which he didn't do 2 years ago, by the way. And nobody did. If memory serves correct, and I'd have to look it up, I think the only guy that hit that weekend, or that week, that weekend. Was it a weekend? Yeah, that weekend.
You're talking about 22?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Jeff McNeil. If memory serves correct, I have to look back at that, but my head is telling me no one hit but Jeff McNeil. So that's my thing, Tuesday. So let's write that down. Oh, geez. Don't tell me it's about Lindor.
No, it's not.
Good.
I actually think this is positive news.
About what sport?
Football.
Okay, what team?
The Giants.
Oh, Giants news. They got a kicker.
They did. Do you care? You don't care.
Jay Feely out of retirement.
No.
I'm just kidding. He liked that one.
He's in the booth.
Thanks to my buddy Art for texting me, and now I see it's on Twitter. The Giants are signing Greg Joseph, who was on the Lions practice squad. You might be saying, how does that name sound familiar? He ruined our Christmas 2 years ago by kicking a 61-yarder for the Vikings to beat the Giants.
Right. Oh. And guess what? You know who also did that to you? Not on Christmas? Graham Gano.
Yeah,
Graham Gano also had a big kick against the Giants. Wasn't it like a 62-yarder?
Yeah, he kicked it from the parking lot.
Yeah, crazy.
So this is a joint practice acquisition then.
Well, I don't know if he was in camp with the Lions or where they... I don't know where he was in camp. Right. I just want to preface that. But he was on the Lions practice squad.
What's his name?
Greg Joseph. He was the Vikings kicker the previous 3 years prior to this.
We'll get back to your calls coming up. 888-808-1019.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.